You know what that is?
Yeah, sound of you blowing in a mic.
Let's get this going.
Let's get it going.
Oh, yes. It's March 17th, 2020. It's 9:03 a.m. in the morning.
And it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, leprechauns.
And leprechauns.
Yeah, well.
And Republicans.
Let's talk a little bit about leprechauns today. How about just a little bit about St. Paddy's Day in general?
Yeah.
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 Love St. Patrick.
Hey, you're wearing green.
I'm wearing
black.
That says, kiss me, I'm a Buckeye.
A poisonous nut.
I'm a poisonous nut, baby.
That's what it is. You know, there's a lot it's I didn't right, know lady. Until I started studying today. I don't know. If, you know, my mother, she always made things fun for us.
Right.
You know, and St. Patrick's Day was no different. We had pudding that was green.
Yeah.
We had juice that was green. Yeah. We had oatmeal that was green.
Yep.
We had eggs that were green.
Nope.
No green bacon, though.
No, which is fine with me.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I can live with that one.
Hey, you know, only poison on one side, Glenn says.
Yeah. I almost made a necklace out of Mountain Dew cans this morning. I told Hans that.
Well, Teresa says she's 12% leprechaun according to Ancestry DNA.
Ooh.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you think Irish women are beautiful?
Well, most certainly.
You know, here's the thing. Why is St. Patrick's Day associated with Ireland when St. Patrick was actually British and taken by pirates?
I know, it makes no sense.
Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it makes me happy.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's a whole bunch of people today that are drinking green beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to have some roast beef and cabbage? Or corned beef and cabbage? Oh, don't get me wrong. Oh, people are take them out to the gallows.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, hey. Yeah. What do you think?
No, I'm probably not going to have that today.
No, why not? You don't like it, do you?
I'm not big on it.
Oh, my gosh. Corned beef, which is good for you. Cabbage, which is good for you. Take me to McDonald's. Do they get any? You know,
I don't want that one either.
Oh, no? Are you going to have Wendy's?
No. I'm actually probably going to see if I make something from the house before I go to work.
With one of your two pans? I got to make fun of you about that. I mean, come on. All right.
I'm Chef Boyardee in the kitchen, guys.
Well, you know, there is some things today. Albert Einstein finished his scientific paper detailing quantum theory of light. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I think Albert Einstein stole a lot of things from a lot of people.
Yeah, he might have. Well, Tommy Burns in 1908 knocked out his Irish challenger, Jem Roche. For the heavyweight championship of the world. Wow. You know, I don't even know if I want to go into some of this because it's St. Paddy's Day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and then, you know, watching your team last night, I've been following it a little bit, trying to see what's going on in the world.
Yes.
And I kind of feel bad for the Chiefs.
Nah, I think we're going to be fine.
Well, you know, they spent all that money on Mahomes.
Yeah.
And now they don't have a line.
Well, they went out and they got Brown from the Patriots.
So. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, well, anyways, today it's a good day. Krispy Kreme has brought back 4 new St. Patrick's Day donuts and is bringing back green glazed donuts for good.
Ooh.
You know, hey, we all like donuts around here.
Yeah.
Hello, Sean. Hello, the other Sean. Hello, Reb.
If you haven't noticed.
Teresa, Dwayne, Jack is still here.
Jacker. Oh, he's still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Awesome.
You know, Australia. You know, well, I wonder what time it is in Australia right now.
I want to say they're 14 hours ahead, I would guess.
Yeah, probably. It's already
something
tomorrow.
Like that.
No, it's not yet. Do they celebrate St. Paddy's Day down there?
Good question. Do you celebrate it down there, Jack? That would be a good question.
It's kind of one of them weird things.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering what countries don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. That would be the question.
The countries that don't like to have fun.
Well, that's Middle East. Oh, I mean, well, I'm sure there's people in the Middle East celebrate it too. But
okay, so check this out. There is Lucky Sprinkles Donut. Green icing topped with festive shamrock sprinkle blends. There's the Lucky Unicorn Donut, an original glazed donut filled with cream, dipped in white icing with hand-decorated, and it's hand-decorated to look just like a magical unicorn.
Wow. That, see, they even make a donut for the leftist.
Oh, well, that would be for you.
I don't want the unicorn.
You'd eat the unicorn.
I'd give the unicorn to a leftist. Say, here, I was thinking about you.
Well, because you're a giving type of guy.
I am.
Speaking of giving, I love that photo you did yesterday. That photo op you did was just amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It turned out great. I'm just glad that everybody liked it and enjoyed it. That's the main thing.
It is. That's the main thing. Today, Hot Springs National Park turns 100 today.
Ooh.
In the oldest protected land in America.
Ooh.
Now,
that's big.
Do you want some trivia to blow your mind?
Yes.
Okay. Italy, as we know it today, was established in what year?
Hmm. Yeah, remember, Rome was, goes back to Roman Empire. That's been many. I say, my first guess was 800 years ago.
Yeah, no, 1861 is the first time they were able to collectively pull Italy together this day.
Wow.
It actually happened this day with Italy. So, but in 1949,
right,
they ripped the government apart and said, no more kingdom of Italy. We're going to establish Italy the country.
Nice. They gave him the old boot.
Yeah, they gave him the old boot in 1949.
Right.
And hey, do you know what that means?
The more Roman Empire.
Well, it means that Italy used to be big brother to professional baseball. Italy was the kingdom of Italy.
Yeah.
It was put in 1861.
Right.
American baseball started in 1869.
Yeah.
But after they vanquished the kingdom of Italy and started the nation of Italy in 1949, that means that the World Series is older than the country of Italy.
Wow.
What do you think of that? I mean, that's really
something. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, you know, Italy, 1949. Wow. When you think of Italy, I think thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking in the 800, 1,000 range anyway.
Well, did you know this? Did you know that there's three active volcanoes in Europe, and all three of them are in Italy?
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's just kind of weird that Italy was put together, like,
right,
inducted, like, incorporate, you know, that type of thing on this day, even though it's St. Patty's Day.
Right.
And then it's even weirder that St. Patrick was actually British and was taken by Irish pirates.
Right.
So I don't know. How about this?
I heard that Italy wants to give the Pope the boot soon.
Well, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll Vatican is its own country.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so I don't know what Italy could do in somebody else's own country.
Well, they could boot them out of there.
You think so?
Yeah.
And just give them the old boot.
Well, that's what the shape of Italy is, the old boot.
Have you ever been to Hot Springs, Arkansas?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Would you like to?
Oh, I would love to go there.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's the oldest national park in America.
Nice, nice. Yeah. That definitely will be a bucket list thing now. I will add to my bucket list.
Well, I had a guy send me a thing yesterday, and I'm number four. He wants to come on the show.
Really?
And it's number four on his bucket list.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get on here then if that's your bucket list.
Hey, you know, do you think that green food coloring, you know, gives you the runs?
I'm not sure.
Well, does it to you?
It doesn't me.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. I want to go through this list because it's important. It's strategic and it's science.
Okay. Okay, anything that starts with the runs, is that really strategic or the run?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I want to reel this in, if you don't
reel
mind.
Reel it in. Bring it in to me, Ant.
15 lucky things that you didn't know about leprechauns.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My cousins.
Man. Okay, come on, give me a leprechaun voice.
I'm a leprechaun and I want me gold. I need it now. Mr. Hans, I need to be rich.
That's
like Apu and Irish Apu.
Yeah, it was Apu for sure.
a poop.
Okay, so
and it was green.
Listen to this: leprechauns are actually fairies. Yeah. Although they might not match your initial idea of what a fairy is, leprechauns are considered a part of the family. Like other fairies, they're small in size and prone to mischief. The miniature men are said to be descendants of Tuatha Dé Dananan, a group of magical beings that served under the Gaelic goddess Danu. According to legend, this mythical group lived in Ireland long before humans inhabited the land.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
No. Did they invent Lucky Charms? That's what I wonder.
You know, I don't know, but have you ever noticed that some places, like Oklahoma and right. Bigfoot, did you hear now that the state now has had donations? So if you catch a Bigfoot in Oklahoma, you get $1.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah. We were reading that story. You read that story.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But since then, it was like $200,000 at that time. But ooh. Since then, people have given money to the state to put in an endowment ooh. Fund.
Man, I need to find me a Chewbacca. Then.
Right. Well, that just happens in different countries for different things. But listen to this, because this is true. This is reality.
Right.
Apparently, there are 236 leprechauns that still live in the caverns of Slieve Foy. In 2009, the EU, the European Union, yeah. granted status to the remaining leprechauns.
Wow.
They now have their own protected sanctuary nestled in that mountain. And the European Union directive protects the animals and flora in that area to help keep the biodiversity in the land safe for the leprechauns.
Wow.
So literally, I mean, are leprechauns real?
I think so.
Because there's folklore about them all over.
Oh, there's always folklore. Yeah.
And in 2009, the European Union actually protected them under literal European law.
Right.
Are they real?
It could be. But you know what? If someone saw them, it would be almost like seeing an alien, wouldn't it?
It would. And I want to know this. I want to know how the European Union came up with the number 236. Do they know something we don't know?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Starting to wonder.
It's one of those things.
Ooh.
Right. I feel like I'm living in, the
Twilight Zone.
Well, no. Doctor Who.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doctor Who. He's going to see the leprechauns.
Yes.
You know, it is what it is.
And he's going to steal their gold. No.
But how can they be protected if they're not real?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, why would they go to this trouble to make a law for them if it wasn't real?
That's just another conspiracy.
Do, do, do.
There's probably more truth to this conspiracy than most.
Right.
How about this? There are not any female leprechauns. As a way of explaining why there is no record of female leprechauns.
Man, I'm disappointed now.
And therefore no way to procreate in the traditional sense. Some sources claim leprechauns are the unwanted children of the fairy community. As a result, leprechauns are described as grouchy, untrusting, and solitary creatures.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, I have never seen a female leprechaun. Have you?
No.
I mean, even on Lucky Charms, we've never seen Mrs. Lucky Charms.
No, I've never even seen one in a porn. But anyway, you know, it's just, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, well,
I thought of it midget porn anyway,
I'm not into that.
You're not?
No, not really.
I like leprechaun, female leprechaun.
My wife,
I thought it was real.
She's 2.5 inches shorter than me.
Little redheads running around.
Oh, yeah. Irish women are beautiful.
Oh,
no doubt about it.
No doubt.
But we're talking about leprechauns.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then somehow, this is what I got to deal with every morning, folks. I'm talking about leprechauns and things like that. And then all of a sudden, Dan brings up midget porn. You know where your mind is at constantly.
Now when?
Really? That's you,
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. There is a leprechaun colony in Portland, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. After noticing a small circular hole in concrete where a light pole was meant to be, a journalist named Dick Fagan took it upon himself to make use of it after adding flowers and a tiny design that proclaimed it was the world's smallest park. Fagan began to write stories about the spot in a newspaper column. He detailed the adventures of a small leprechaun colony led by a leader that the only journalist could see. The modest garden called Mill Ends Park became an official city park on St. Patrick's Day in 1976.
Wow.
Over the years, contributors have added miniature additions like a swimming pool, complete with a diving board.
Hmm.
There's some weird stuff that goes on in America.
There
journalists actually having a spot in a newspaper. talking about an imaginary leprechaun village?
There used to be a my town, like right outside town, out in the country, that there was
this
a bridge.
My town.
That right. And then there was a little bridge that we would drive across, a little, and they used to say leprechauns lived under there.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they mean?
From what I heard, they were actually pretty nice.
Really?
According to the kids.
Hey, come on, get your mind out of the gutter. We're not talking about midgets.
No, it wasn't that. But.
leprechaun is literally translated into small body.
Yeah.
Leprechaun is believed to be a variation of the Middle Irish word lufron. Which means small corp, which means body.
Lufron.
Hey, it's starting to pour outside. Do you see that?
It is. Oh my gosh, it looks like cats and dogs out here.
Reb said his first wife was a redheaded Irish girl. They were married on St. Patrick's Day in 1995.
Wow. What happened there, Reb? Never mind.
Jack said all the female leprechauns are making midget porn. Well, in this economy, they probably have to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Poor girls are probably just putting themselves through college.
I know, right?
Well, kudos to them, right?
Yep.
Now, did you know that leprechauns actually have a cousin?
Really? Who is it?
They're called clericons.
Clericons. No. Yeah,
they're a troublesome cousin as well. Do you got a troublesome cousin?
And
don't even go there.
Not really.
Okay. It says, also sporting red is the rambunctious clericon, a mythical creature that shares many characteristics with the leprechaun. These beings are always described as drunk and surly. What's Shirley?
Shirley.
And my grandma's name was Grandma Shirley.
Right.
But this is spelled different. S-U-R-L-Y.
I can't remember what it means. It is an Irish name.
They are often seen in stories riding animals at night or clearing out entire wine cellars. Some accounts explain these troublemakers as the night form of leprechauns. After a hard day's work, the bearded fairies get so tipsy, they become an entirely different species. Other stories describe them as a close relative to the leprechaun. I got a question for you. Now, in the past few weeks, we've talked about women marrying the Statue of Liberty. We've talked about women marrying a train station. We've talked about women having relations with American Stonehenge.
Right.
And then, was it yesterday or last week, we talked about the lady that was in love with the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why haven't we heard of any of these gals
right.
marrying a leprechaun?
Yeah, I know. Come on, man. You guys got to...
Come on, man.
Come on. Yeah, come on, man.
You know, I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, you got to... you got to be fair to the leprechauns, man. The little people, man.
You know what it is.
They got short tempers, and if you don't make them happy...
It's racism against
it
green.
It is.
It's green.
Yeah.
There's a racism. There's systemic racism against...
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns. We need to do something about
it. How can you all be so racist against leprechauns?
Leprechauns' lives matter.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
Well, did you know that leprechauns are the bankers and cobblers of the fairy tale world?
Man, I hope they're better than the bankers and cobblers that steal our money.
I don't think they are because, listen to this, leprechauns are known for their money and there's apparently a lot of it in the cobbling business.
Well, they always do say, I want me gold. So, well,
you know
how the bankers are today.
Most of their time they spend alone. The tiny green men pour all their energy into crafting shoes. So they're wealthy and they're into shoes.
Wow.
I wonder if they got any Nikes.
Wow, surprisingly, they're not female.
They're said to always have a hammer and shoe in hand.
Right.
And according to legend, you can hear them coming by the telltale tapping sound they make.
Right.
Well, some stories attribute leprechauns' wealth to fine shoes they make. Others say they protect the treasure of the entire fairy tale world.
Right.
And one tale says leprechauns act like bankers to make sure their frivolous fairies don't spend all their gems at once. Ooh, I've never heard of leprechauns and gems before.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Usually gold. I think of leprechaun, gold. Yeah,
gold or food.
Yep. Gold or food and all box right. of Lucky Charms up in the cabinet.
I was going to say Lucky Charms. Where does that fit on your list of top cereals?
Oh, it's up there. It's like probably number two.
What's number one?
Number one, Sugar Bear. What's the one with the Sugar Bear on?
You mean like Sugar Smacks?
I think that's what it is.
You know, do you think they took that name and took it from like Smack?
Yeah.
Like, I need some Smack.
I need some
Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Smack.
Yeah.
Give me some Smack, man.
See, I'm weird. I like Frosted Mini Spooners. Mm. You know, shredded wheat with the goodness on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I'm not like big into cereal, though.
I'm not either. I'm not a big breakfast guy. Oh. You know that.
What's wrong with you?
I'm like, as soon as I get up in the morning, I'm like a 4-hour wait before I eat.
Well.
Kind of guy.
Did you know that leprechauns are sneaky?
Ooh.
You didn't know that?
They're cunning linguists.
Well, wherever there are leprechauns, there are stories of people trying to steal their gold.
Mm.
The rule is.
It's a bad idea.
If you're lucky enough to catch a leprechaun, you can never take your eyes off him or he'll disappear. As a matter of fact, in one tale, a man managed to catch a leprechaun and force the fairy to divulge the secret location of his treasure. The leprechaun reluctantly pointed to a tree, delighted. The man tied a red bandana around the branch and ran home to get a shovel. When he returned, he was dismayed to find all the trees were sporting the same red scarf. Ooh! But leprechauns can be generous also. And that would differentiate them from bankers here.
Yeah, there is no friendly bankers.
Yeah, there's no generous bankers in America today. I mean, come on. Oh, Sean says Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Teresa says, if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you will receive the gift of gab.
Mm.
I think you already got that. You got the gift of gab, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, your favorite gift of gab would probably be, my guess, is talking to midget porn stars.
It's possible.
I mean, you'd date a midget.
I would.
You'd be happy.
I would.
Yeah. Would you, there's just something to that. Like, if you were in a relationship with a midget, or if there was such a thing as a leprechaun female.
Yeah.
With as tall as you are, you'd have to go buy one of those cars that have, you know, spot one, spot two, spot three. You know, so the seat can slide up and the, you know, the wheel can come down. Otherwise, how would she even drive?
I'll do all the driving, I guess.
Here's the truth. In 1989, a businessman in Carlingford, Ireland, claims to have physical evidence of a real leprechaun on a mountain called Slieve Foy. Remember the mountain that the EU said? Okay. So this guy brings this. He's like, here, here's some bones. Test this DNA. And then there's no more talk about it. They say that it's real. They put it behind a glass cabinet. And the EU signs law that the 236 leprechauns that still live on the mountain are protected. What do you think of that?
That just tells me that something's legit.
Well, I mean, there's just something there. I don't know what it is. It's
Something's up. Not very high, but something's up.
Well, listen to this. Okay, and tell me if this is reminiscent of Oklahoma and the Bigfoot, you know, hunting season. As a result of this businessman, a new tradition was born. During an annual leprechaun hunt, 100 ceramic leprechauns are hidden on the mountain. Tourists come every year to hunt down the little green statues, and hunters need to buy a 6-year-old hunter's license beforehand. It says, in 2019, the 30th anniversary of the leprechaun's bones discovery and the 10th anniversary of their official European Union recognition, fortune seekers abandoned their mountain search and instead scoured the town for hidden leprechaun pots, one of them which contained a real bar of gold valued at 1,200 euros.
Oh, wow.
What would you use that on?
Well, I could buy a lot of things with that. Nice car.
You know, some people say leprechauns can live underwater. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You did?
I did know that.
No, you didn't.
Well, most certainly. You did.
Oh, where'd you learn that?
Well, you got it.
Where'd you learn that?
In Irish economology,
Economology. Yeah, hey, yeah. Okay. I believe you.
I know you do.
You can pretend to be a leprechaun for a good cause. In March, there are marathons all over the country that encourage the participants to dress like leprechauns.
Yeah, I'm the world's tallest leprechaun.
Yeah, the festive runners help raise money for charity while getting it in the St. Patrick's Day spirit. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
I participated in drinking green beer. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in.
And you can actually make your own leprechaun trap. And this is probably something awesome to do with kids. It says making a leprechaun trap is a great activity to share with your children. All you need to get started is something shiny to lure in the little men. The traps can be as simple as a shoebox or elaborate as your family can imagine. Although, in America, nobody's caught anything yet. Not that we know of.
No.
You know, so there's your history of leprechauns for the day. Wow. What do you got?
What do I got? I'm going to go a different route than what you thought this morning. Since we're in the leprechaun spirit, and we're talking about the leprechaun.
Okay, we're talking about them.
And my leprechauns need to wake up. Wake up, guys. Wake up.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, we're gonna do the funniest leprechaun names is what I'm looking at for boys and girls.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, you're still looking, right?
I've got the list.
All right, let's hear it.
Loading. Okay, for the ladies, Millicent.
Millicent.
M-I-L-L-I-C-E-N-T.
Hey, Millicent, get over here.
Get over here, Millicent. Eleanor would be another lady's name.
Eleanor? Okay.
Ellen would be the other one. E-L-L-Y-N. Sybil with an S. S-Y-B-B-Y-L.
Oh, like Sybil Shepherd.
Yes.
Okay.
And Jacqueline. Spelled like...
Hey, I got a cousin named Jacqueline.
Right.
Catherine, okay.
And Thea, and Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth. That's a British royalty name.
And Luella.
Luella.
Now they call them the ladies. Now these are called the lords in Irish.
Lords,
which is us guys.
The lords.
Ulric.
Ooh,
U-L-R-I-C. Baird. B-A-I-R-D. There's a lot of people with that last name.
Bard.
Yes.
I like Ulric, though. It's got a...
I know, right? It's kind of like red.
Hello, Rochelle.
Henry. Oliver. I don't care for that. I remember that kid on the Brady Bunch that come to visit him? Yeah, his name was Oliver.
Well, so far, I like Ulric.
Fraiden.
Fraiden. That's a good name.
Fraiden. John. Golly, what a common name, right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Jeffrey. With a G. E-O.
Oh, that must be royalty or something.
Francis.
Simon, remember?
Kindred. And where's Theodore? That's all I asked. Where's Theodore?
Where's Theodore?
Yeah, Simon, but where's Theodore? Oh, and Alvin was the other one, right?
And the chipmunks?
Yeah. Well, they're not on here. But those are the top 10 names, Irish names.
Okay, what are you going to go with? The top two men's. I'm going to take Ulric. What's yours?
That is a cool one. But that Millicent, that very first one, just like that girl's name.
Yeah, Millicent?
Imagine naming your daughter Millicent.
It's Millicent, like Melissa with
Ant. Millicent to me now. You will not date that boy.
Melissa Ant.
Until you're old enough.
Millicent. It's almost like malicious. I bet you when she goes through a divorce, somebody's going to pay a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Yeah.
Hey, do you know why divorces are so expensive?
Yeah.
Because they're worth it.
That's right. You tell me you married Satan.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. I may have.
And I think that is an Irish name too, Satan. But anyway. I think Millicent would be my favorite woman's name. The men's name, Fraiden's pretty cool.
Fraiden's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oliver's
Findrell,
cool.
The last one was cool. It was kind of...
You like Oliver Tractors?
Huh?
Do you like Oliver Tractors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Oliver Tractors.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are going to be celebrating. They're going to be eating, right?
Yeah.
Well, this are you an efficient person?
Yeah, especially when it comes to a full plate.
Right. Well, this woman has a wonderful freaking idea, and it's pretty awesome. Listen to this. woman says, we should sit on the toilet backwards so you can eat at the same time. Amy Took of TikTok shared a self-proclaiming life-changing hack that allows her to eat, drink, and watch your favorite Netflix show while sitting on the toilet. And all she's doing is sitting backwards on the toilet.
Sitting backwards on the toilet. You know, wow.
When I walk into people's bathrooms, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not one of them weirdos that are like, oh, I got to see what they're taking for me. I'm not that way.
Nah.
But I'll tell you something that bothers me. You tell me if this bothers you. Have you ever walked in somewhere? Like, my kids are guilty of this. There's actually a cover for our toothbrush holder. Okay. Do you have a cover for your toothbrush holder?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Yeah.
Because most people don't. They're just kind of like, you know, it's.
Yeah. If I'm going to, because I don't want to get germs down inside the toothbrush.
Well, it's not just germs. I mean, they have videos online where when you flush a toilet and you watch what comes out of the toilet, the air particles, and, you know, I'm just going to say particles. You know what I'm talking about.
Just like you was talking about the other day with the air dryers.
Yeah, exactly.
For your hands. It's the same preference.
I have an OCD problem when it comes to that.
Right.
I don't know why.
I think I do, too, because I don't like touching door handles at, like, gas stations and stuff. I usually take a paper towel, wrap it around it, pull it open, then throw it in a garbage can.
Right, and it's almost like you're playing basketball.
Yeah.
You know, you wash your hands, you grab the paper towel, and, and you know what? It's funny about that, because every time you do that, you're like, I just beat the man. I'm smarter than
him. Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's the truth. Hey, it is what it is.
I've had people look at me real strange, like, what are you doing? Well, and then I'd look at them like, hey, I just didn't want to touch the handle.
Right.
And everybody's touched that.
Everybody. I mean, everybody.
Everybody had to go around just like a merry-go-round. I said, I don't want to touch it.
Hey, it's 9:34 a.m., St. Paddy's Day, March 17th.
Yes.
I hope that you're having a wonderful day, and I hope you're having
a wonderful St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, go for the midget again.
I'm going for the midget. I want me gold.
Yeah, do you think that there's any of those people, the little people?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be offensive by calling them a leprechaun. We got to keep this PC.
No, don't be offensive. I don't want you being offensive. Those people could be related to me.
Well, I don't know. I like sometimes bringing these tidbits of information that mean absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
And I do that simply because I read that story on from this woman that said, to be less white, you have to stop bringing useless information and having, useless factoids that only you use. So when she said that about being less white and doing that, I was like, you know what? I need to do more of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So million versus billion versus trillion. Do you understand what a million, billion, and trillion actually is?
Yeah.
I mean, can you grasp it?
I can't grasp it because I've never owned that much money.
Okay. You know? Oh, let's not talk about money. Let's talk about time.
Time.
Okay. How much does a million seconds equal?
Well, that would be...
How much?
My goodness. Probably a whole month.
Okay. 1 million seconds in time equals 11... and one half day.
Oh, okay. 11. Okay.
That's a million seconds. 11 in one half day. Okay. Now, to show you the difference kind of put into perspective the difference between a million and a billion, how much does 1 billion seconds equal in time?
About 23 days.
Say that again.
23 days.
So you don't understand this, and it's a good thing that we put this in perspective, because 1 million seconds equals 11 and a half days, but 1 billion seconds equals 31 and three quarters years.
Wow.
Big difference, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big difference.
It is.
So if you're talking about time and you want to put this into perspective, when we say a million, it equals 11 and a half days seconds wise. 1 billion seconds equals 31 and three quarters years. Okay, now let me ask you this one. What does a trillion seconds actually equal in time?
Probably about 20 years.
Okay, hang on a second. You said 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to put your thinking cap on now. Remember, a trillion's bigger than a billion. and we just said that a billion seconds equals 31 and three quarters years.
Oh, well, no, no, no.
You didn't have any coffee this morning,
did
you?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
But anyway.
A trillion seconds equals 31,710 years.
Ooh.
Think about that for a second.
That's crazy.
So 1 million seconds equals 11 and a half days. 1 billion seconds equals 31 and three quarters years, and 1 trillion seconds
that
equals...
That means billionaires will never should be broke.
Well, think about this. When I put that in perspective of the 1 million is 11 and a half days, 1 billion is 31 and three quarters years, and 1 trillion equals 31,710 years.
Wow.
We are going to be over 30 trillion in debt. Does that put it in perspective for you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think that... Most people, including myself,
right?
You don't really think about it that way until you put it in perspective like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't.
You don't. That's weird.
Yeah, very weird. So, I don't know. It kind of scares me. It kind of scares me the way things are going. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hans, I got a story here if you want me to read it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Yeah, we don't just read them.
We don't read them. We talk about them.
All right.
Remember the other day when I called in from Sensi, we talked about the bull that escaped up there in Maine, and I was going to try to get a dart gun and get some boy to go with me.
Yeah.
Couldn't find the dart gun, so I didn't go. But there's a moose now on the loose.
A moose on the loose.
And he's in Utah, folks.
Really?
Bullwinkle got away is the name of the story.
Bullwinkle. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Bullwinkle, he's going to be the next one.
I know. Police in Utah were summoned to a residential neighborhood to help eject an unusual trespasser, a 900-pound bull moose. Not like the 2,000-pound bull.
Mm.
Centerville police said officials were called Sunday morning to keep the moose away from the neighborhood residents while awaiting personnel from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. There's so many people who were out walking their dogs, walking with their families to church, things like that, said Officer Troy Cash, who told KTVX-TV in Utah. I'm just like, please don't let anybody be in the path of this moose, because I've encountered moose myself up in the mountains, and sometimes they're not very nice. They're dangerous animals. I bet they are. What is your thoughts on this one, Mr. Hanson?
WKTVX presenting Rocky and Bullwinkle Show.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're a wild animal.
Yes.
You know, try to get it out of town. It's a moose, for crying out loud. Moose can be really dangerous. As a matter of fact, I hear people that are hunting all the time, like in Alaska.
Yeah.
They'll tell you flat out, moose are very, very dangerous. Mm. Moose are more dangerous than bears.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Now, I don't know about Rocky, and to this day, I see a lot of squirrels, and I've never seen squirrels
hang out with a moose.
Well, that, and I've never seen any with the glasses on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who was the hero? Was it Rocky or Bullwinkle?
It was probably Rocky.
You think it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, it is what it is. You know, it's National 3D Day.
Really? I like that.
Yeah. When was the first 3D drawing?
Probably 1970s?
1838.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
1838, during the second half of the 19th century, viewing 3D photographs became a very popular form of home entertainment.
Did not know they had it that far back. Wow. I know.
Well, you know that one thing that you like to do, the one thing?
What's that one thing?
You know, looking at the one thing.
Oh, look, yeah.
Yeah, well, 3D imaging has came a long ways.
That wasn't the thing I was talking about. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Sir Charles Wheatstone in 1838 made 3D drawings, and this guy was a scientist.
Wow.
So why is it that artists design scientific things and scientists draw?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know that...
Who was that painter that was out in the 70s? He was real popular.
Picasso? He died in the
70s. No, not Picasso.
Andy Warhol?
Andy Warhol. That's who I was thinking of that may have had the first 3D print. And then when you said that, I was like, that far back? Yeah. 3D printing.
Well, it says, what is the future for the 3D hold? New development in stereoscopic capture and display methods will prove to inspire young scientists and storytellers to create the next generation of immersive stereoscopic content. 3D technology will change the world.
Wow.
Okay, well, here's something that bothers me, and I'm just going to tell you. I saw this thing. I believe it was Facebook. Maybe it was TikTok. I don't know. But you take a picture, like, of a loved one that has been gone for a long time, passed away years ago.
Yeah.
And you give them the picture. I guess it's kind of an app now. And their face moves. They do. They smile. They turn their head. They blink their eyes. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, no doubt.
Do you think that's, like, almost sacrilegious to be able to do that? Because basically you're saying, you know, we don't have any respect for death. We're trying to bring you back to... Is there something like that there? Or is that just in my mind?
It sounds disrespectful. I mean,
I don't know.
To the dead, anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be, I don't know. It's
that's
kind of
a catch-22.
Right. Like, I was looking at these old gunfighters.
Yeah.
And they had their faces on there moving around and stuff. And it's so real. If any of you out there have seen this, let me know what you think about that, because it's a new thing and it's kind of cool. But on the other hand, it's kind of like, oh, you know, we have to
get back with us.
Well, we have to have respect for the dead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. Agree.
What was the worst year in history?
Probably the Depression.
You think it was the Depression, or do you think it was 2020?
Ooh, I would say 2020.
Would you? Because I was kind of throwing this around in my mind last night. Some people say 1945 was. The atomic bombings.
Yeah.
Just think, 11 million civilians died in 1945.
Mm.
11 million.
Wow.
How many has COVID taken?
Way less than that. Way less than that.
Okay, yeah. That was 1945.
Not even close, actually.
Yeah, it's not. How about 1520? You know what happened in 1520?
Mm.
Smallpox outbreak in America.
Oh.
I
killed a lot of the Native Indians, too.
You know, some people say between 90 and 95%. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Which one of them do you think is worse? 1520?
1945? Probably 1520.
Okay, how about 1349?
Mm.
The Black Death.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of tragedy.
There has, but you know, people don't put it in perspective. We're talking million, billion, trillion here. Okay.
Well, we have to be politically correct on what's going on right now.
So we got
that's 19- how we put it in perspective with the left.
We got 2020.
Yes.
1945. 1520. 1349. How about the Dark Ages?
Right.
How about it?
I'm going to say the Dark Ages, yeah.
I mean, okay.
Because it was rough back then.
It was. I mean, think about it. Back then, if you did something wrong, they would tie ropes to your body.
Yep.
They'd take a knife and come and slice a little bit there and nick a little bit there.
And there was all kinds of different plagues back then, even.
Well, there was. I mean, it didn't help that you peed and pooped in a bucket and threw it on the street.
No. It's not like San Francisco.
Yeah, well, if you're going to San Francisco, no, thank you.
Okay.
I want to keep my feet clean.
I think I will.
You know, here's what I don't understand about that. Can I throw you a legitimate question that's kind of gross?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it that San Francisco, supposedly home of the hippies, right?
Yeah.
Right? Why is it that they supposedly like going shoeless, but they crap on the streets?
Mm.
Have you thought about that? Or how about needles? If you're a hippie, wouldn't you be the first one to want to pick up needles?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. It bothers me.
It's back asswards.
It is. It's ass backwards.
Ass backwards.
That's right. Brass ackwards.
Yeah. Ass rewards.
In 1883, Krakatoa, the volcano, could that be the worst year? You see, there's a lot of bad times. My point is that although we're going through a bad time, I don't necessarily think that we're in the worst time.
No.
I mean, we didn't have, 11 million people die in 1945.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Some people can have a bad day. Speaking of bad days, did you hear about the guy in Wisconsin?
Yeah. I think I did.
Okay, so he left his dog in the vehicle while he ran into somewhere, and this was in Sturgeon Bay.
No, yeah.
So it was way up there in northern Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
And a 5-year-old Australian Shepherd named Callie, he left the vehicle running, which is common in Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay, I'm not saying it's right.
It's not typical for an Australian to drive the vehicle. A dog, Australian dog.
Right. Well, he smashed the Jeep into a building. And the incident is being blamed on the inexperience of the vehicle's driver, a dog.
Yeah.
Don't ever leave your dogs unattended in a vehicle. Shame on you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Come on, he's born. You got to help him.
It's like these people that leave their kids in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, that bothers the crap out of me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've actually got out of my car and stood there and just waited until a parent came out to get in their car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because, there might be a robber. There might be a carjacker. There might be some. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That story makes you think, doggone it.
Right.
You know.
Angry. Anyways, we were talking about gold the other day, right?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it earlier, too.
Well, yeah, gold,
Want me gold.
Yeah, leprechauns. Well, do you think leprechauns are into honey?
I would say so.
I would think so, too. Yeah. A Turkish company set a Guinness World Record for the most expensive honey with, get this, a cave-harvested variety.
Oh, wow.
So it's honey from a cave, $5,400 per pound.
Holy cow.
For honey. Now, I love honey.
Uh-huh.
My dad was a bee farmer. What I'm saying? Yeah. So, honey, I understand that there's a lot of effort and sweat equity that goes into the honey business. I love honey, but I'm telling you this. I'm not paying $5,400 for a pound of honey. I don't care what cave it came from.
Right.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm not doing nothing.
Don't do that.
I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because we're gonna find something to break a Guinness Book World Record. We've got to. This British man, what a Capri Sun is, right?
Yeah.
If you got kids, you know what a Capri Sun is.
Yeah, that's the reason why I know.
Okay. A British man set the record. And you know what? This doesn't seem like it's a record to me. Okay, because if you're buying them, for your kids.
Yeah.
You know how fast they go through Capri Suns.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, open that box of Capri Suns. They're all gone, Dad.
Yeah. They could set the record for drinking Capri Sun.
They could. Okay, so this British guy, he drank a Capri Sun in 16.65 seconds. One pouch.
Who cares? I probably drank one in 10 seconds.
Well, this guy literally, and the benchmark had been set by Declan Evans at 18 seconds.
Wow.
But he did it, and it was 16.65 seconds. So I want to go get some Capri Suns.
I could beat that record, Hans.
You think you could beat that record?
Are you kidding me? I'd probably shatter it. Be 9 or 10 seconds.
Well, and that's what I was thinking. That's why I brought this up. I want you to try.
Drink a pouch of Capri Sun and within that.
Under 16.65 seconds.
Yes.
And if you can do it, then we're going to call Guinness. And we're going to have him come in here on the morning show.
Yes.
And we're going to break a world record.
And it will be done.
Yeah, 16.6. It doesn't sound impressive.
And to me, it don't. I could shatter that. Because you know what? There's a way about drinking those that you can drink them even faster.
I think that's true. I don't know what the rules are, though.
Oh, yeah. We have to know what Guinness's rules are.
Well, it says it's a silly record. Anyone could try, but I'm proud to have it. And it's still a world record.
I beat it.
Well, I would like all of you listeners out there, I would like you to try to participate in the same world record breaking attempt that we're going to make.
Yeah.
Go get a box of Capri Sun.
I think anybody could shatter this.
16.65 seconds. That's all you got to beat. 16 seconds.
To me, that's kind of a, If that's the benchmark, then we got this, guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I mean, it was 18. Now it's 16.65.
Yeah.
I think that you could hit 15 or under.
I think Deplorable Dan is going to be in the record book.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be.
16.65 seconds.
Might shatter that by 7 seconds or six and a half anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's weird. There's a lot of weird
I had to stuff. Make a yeah. prediction for myself.
Rev doesn't think it can be done.
Oh, it'll be done.
He says, no effing way.
So, little pouch of Capri Sun?
Yeah, 16.65 seconds. Well, I mean,
and how many ounces are in a Capri Sun?
Not very much.
10 ounces goes by pretty quick. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably not going to bring up all these stories, but I just thought this one was cool. 12 strange stories that will make you realize that life is scarier than any movie.
Mm.
Okay, if you're overseas, they have weird numbers over there, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that the number 8888 did you know that that number has been discontinued?
Hmm.
Because three people that had that number, which all happened to be related to the mob, all died.
Oh, wow.
So they associate that number with bad things, almost like the number 13. You know, you go into some skyscrapers or just buildings larger than 13 and there's no 13th floor.
Yeah.
Literally, there's no 13th floor. It goes from 12 to 14.
Yeah.
And people think that I'm BSing about that. Go to a big building one time and go in there. There's no floor 13.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I thought that was kind of weird. And finally, I wanted to bring this up. You know, because of us trying to be more woke. yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, I do know what you're saying.
So listen to this. Vikings once called North America home. Now, were we not taught that Christopher Columbus came here and the Indians were the only ones here? Remember learning that in school?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. Centuries before Columbus, a small band of Norse people explored the Canadian coast. Okay, now is that or is that not North America?
Yes, it is.
Okay. For now, the only proof is only a single settlement.
Mm.
But is a settlement proof or not?
Yeah.
It's proof.
It's proof.
That the Vikings were here.
They were here. I believe they were here anyway.
They landed here before most of them. They lived here for a long period of time.
Yeah, they're Nordic. That's what I believe they landed here well before they said they did.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've found rhinestones.
History's been a little manipulated.
No.
Just a little bit. Bum, bum, bum.
Are you saying that they want us to believe a certain narrative so they won't tell us the truth?
Yes, exactly.
Well, do you believe in Discovery Magazine?
Really?
Yeah, well, Discover Magazine came out with this, with the science behind the story.
Right.
And for some reason, this has been pushed away. Nobody wants to talk about this story. They now have proved that 980 AD, the Norsemen, the Vikings, the Norwegians were living in North America. Why are they trying so hard to suppress that story?
It's because they want to, it don't fit their narrative, I guess.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that maybe this new settlement was massacred or a genocide committed by the natives?
Maybe.
Oh, that would be a terrible story for them, wouldn't it? It would completely destroy the narrative that they were loving people.
I know.
I'm telling you, the things that we think we know, we don't really know.
No.
Wasn't that the day yesterday? What you know, you know.
Exactly.
You're right about what you know.
Yeah. And it's the day after.
You don't really know
what
you know.
It could be the day after, too.
It could be. It might be the day after yesterday.
Yeah.
Who's on first?
A lot of people take that pill the day after. But,
That was a terrible one.
Terrible.
There's what happens. You see what I'm talking about?
It was a terrible joke.
Yeah, it was. Anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:57 a.m. St. Paddy's Day. Go have some green food.
Yeah, have some green food. I want to give a shout out to one of our Irish favorites around here.
Hey, Audrey.
Yeah, Mitch Turtle Mac, because you know he's Irish.
Is he Irish?
Mac Connell.
Mac Connell?
Yeah.
Mac Connell.
Yeah, McConnell.
I think he's culturally appropriating. I don't even think that's his real name.
Hey, right now, I think I'm culturally appropriated.
You are.
I am. At least with the Chinese, right? Oh, I gotta go. Bye.
Hey, it is what it is, folks. Have a wonderful freaking day.
Have a good one, guys.
And remember, things that are green are usually good. Green energy in the right area is even good. Go have some green stuff. Have some fun.
Have some fun, guys.
And dance a little bit. Come on. Irish dance, right?
Yeah.
Celts, you know? Just be careful. Yeah. Don't let your twigs and berries get out in the cold, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, ouch. That's, it does hurt.
Oh, love you guys.
All right.